Hey everyone, I've finished marking your third assignment, the reference question quiz assignment. And so you should, if it's all worked the way I hope it has in Moodle, be able to see my feedback for each question and your mark for each question. I just wanted to provide you a little bit of feedback, sort of overall. First of all, they were really well done. I had a lot of comments from a number of people who said that they quite enjoyed this assignment in terms of the process. It was set up to be a bit of a scavenger hunt, and each of the eight questions certainly forced you to look at different aspects of reference service. So we had an ethical question, we had a reader's advisory question, we had a question that certainly appeared to be written in text speak. So this gave you a good chance to sort of draw on many of the issues and topics that we've talked about throughout the term, and use those skills and resources and ideas that we've looked at and explored over the last number of weeks and sort of apply them, even in, though it was very much a one-sided kind of process. A number of you commented that if you were actually in a situation where you could conduct more of a reference interview with a patron, that certainly would have helped clarify the question and perhaps would have forced you in a slightly different direction. And I certainly understand that. That is one of the challenges with doing an assignment like this, where it is very one-sided and one-dimensional. So along those lines, I just want to reiterate that I really wasn't necessarily looking for a specific answer for most of these questions. One exception to that would be the question about the tires. In that case, I was looking for Lego, although, as I point out in my comment for that question for each of you, I would expect you to provide a more traditional tire manufacturing name as well, in case that is what the patron was looking for. Many of the questions, the answers were perhaps a little blurry, or there were a number of different answers that could be correct. I wasn't so concerned about the specific answer in those cases, as I was in seeing the process that you went through to come up with an answer. So you'll see that when I commented on the questions, most of the time I didn't actually give you an answer. And as long as the answer you provided was reasonable, I wasn't going to correct that. I wasn't so concerned about the content as I was about your process. So, in terms of the first question, the formal start and end dates, that's really a trick question in the sense that there really isn't a formal start or end date for World War II. There are commonly accepted dates. And so, your assumptions and how you framed your answer to that question was really important. I liked how some of you sort of talked about, depending on the country that you were interested in, you know, what were the dates that Canada joined the war, that might impact how you answered the question as well. The text question was a bit of a challenge. Some of you talked about the fact that it was hard to even figure out what the question was. And again, I was more concerned about how you framed your answer in terms of sending it back in the small chunks of text. The Real Princesses question was pretty straightforward in the sense that it's a question that asked you to look at it from the perspective of a child and how you would answer that. And there were a range of answers in terms of the actual number. Really, what I was looking for there was a sense that there is not probably one master list that gives you a really definite answer. And so I was looking at more how you would deal with a young patron in a case like that. I've given you some other tips and tricks. I would say the hardest question for most of you was the final question, which I knew would be a challenge. It was hard for many of you because I was looking, or it seemed to be hard because there is that difference between transport and transportation. And so you kind of needed to clarify that. And then I was looking to see how you actually searched a government website. So most of you did fine. You came up with an answer, but you may not get perfect marks for that simply because you didn't show me both parts of the what I was looking for. Overall, I was pleased. I hope you're pleased with your marks, and I hope that you enjoyed going through this process. Do let me know if you have any questions, and otherwise, I will look forward to your last assignment.